Ladies and gentlemen, you are about to hear the story of a United States Senator. You are going behind the scenes of political Washington, into the Senate chambers, the cloakrooms, the private offices, the meetings, secret and public. The locale, the background, are factual. Only the names and the stories are fictional. This is Freedom, USA. Starring Tyrone Power as the Senator of the United States and featuring the voice of America's distinguished news commentator and Washington authority, Edwin C. Hill. Freedom, USA, the story of your government today. In a moment, listen to Tyrone Power as Senator Dean Edwards in Freedom, USA. Now, we present Freedom, USA, starring Tyrone Power as Senator Dean Edwards and featuring the voice of Edwin C. Hill.
This is Edwin C. Hill, ladies and gentlemen. The Washington story comes in many chapters, and much of it has been told. But there are secret parts, incidents of plot and conspiracy that never reach the public's ear. Yet these, above all, should be told. One such story concerns Senator Dean Edwards. It's 11 o'clock at night. Senator Dean Edwards, in his dressing gown, sits alone in his Washington apartment going over some committee report. The door buzzer brings him to his feet.
Senator Edwards?
Yes, I'm Senator Edwards.
My name's Burley, Max Burley. It's late, I know, but I'd like to talk to you, Senator.
Well,
I think you better listen to what I have to say, Senator. I just think you better.
All right. Come in.
Oh, nice place you have here, Senator.
Thank you. I like it.
Kind of small for a United States Senator, but then the pay could be better, couldn't it?
You said you had something to talk about.
Yes. Yes, I do. Senator, I'm interested in the Glacier mining case.
Oh?
More particularly, I'm interested in your position on the case.
Well, my position is quite clear, Mr. Burley. Glacier has asked for the mineral rights to certain public land in Alaska. There's a perfect right to do so. The land is not being used now, and if someone wants to work it, I'm in favor.
Glacier's run by some friends of yours, isn't it, Senator?
Not friends, Mr. Burley. Former business acquaintances.
Uh-huh. And there's tungsten on the land.
There may be tungsten on the land. No one is sure.
Yes, but the indications
are... Mr. Burley, that is just another reason someone should work the land. If Glacier can really find tungsten on it, it's to the country's good. Therefore, I'm doing what I can to see to it Glacier gets the lease.
Senator, as an American citizen, I have a prerogative to disagree. Even with you.
Certainly.
I don't think Glacier should get the land.
Then you may object, Mr. Burley. The Bureau of Mines and Mining is hearing objections tomorrow.
Yes, I know that. But I'd feel terribly awkward standing up and speaking at the hearing. I'm not much at addressing groups, Senator.
Mr. Burley,
that's why I'm speaking to you alone, Senator. That's why I'm telling you it's not wise for you to assist Glacier. That's why I'm telling you to think of a way to reverse your position discreetly. Because before I'm through, Senator, you're going to very much wish you had.
All right, gentlemen, the hearing is in order. The purpose of this meeting is to hear objections, if any, for the leasing of mineral rights to certain public land in Alaska to the Glacier Mining Company. If there is no objection, the Bureau will exercise its own judgment.
Mr. Chairman.
Senator Edwards.
Is it in order at this time to present testimony favorable to Glacier Mining's request for lease?
It is, Senator.
Then I should like to do so. Mr. Chairman, an incident occurred last night, the nature of which need not concern us here, but it has simply made me more resolute in my feeling Glacier Mining should get what it seeks. I have therefore prepared a brief containing character references and arguments supporting Glacier's request for the...
Mr. Chairman, my name is Orville Schaefer. I'm an attorney. I would like to be heard on this matter.
I'm finished, Mr. Chairman. I submit my brief.
Thank you, Senator. Mr. Schaefer.
Mr. Chairman, I take objection to the leasing of mineral rights to Glacier Mining.
On what basis?
On the basis of fact. I charge collusion between the operators of Glacier Mining and Senator Edwards.
Collusion?
You heard me clearly, Senator. I charge conspiracy on the part of you and Glacier Mining. I charge that you, Senator Edwards, are prejudiced. I charge that your only interest in this matter is based on personal gain.
Mr. Chairman.
And I charge that you, Senator, are trying to ram through this grant because it will mean for you a very handsome profit.
Order! Order!
Mr. Chairman, I wish to speak.
Senator Edwards.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Mr. Schaefer, those are grave accusations you have made concerning me.
They are, Senator.
They happen, however, to be untrue.
They are quite true, Senator.
I have nothing, absolutely nothing to gain if Glacier is awarded the mineral rights
and
to that
land. And I say that you have. I say you're using your privileged position as a United States Senator to make money for yourself.
Mr. Schaefer, I warn you, you are making yourself vulnerable to a slander suit.
A risk I can easily afford, Senator, since I'm prepared to prove my charges.
How can you prove lies?
Lies I cannot prove, Senator, but the truth I can. Mr. Chairman, documented evidence to substantiate my charges is at this moment in the United States mail on the way to my Washington office. I ask you stay decision on Glacier's petition until tomorrow, when I'll be more than happy to prove beyond any doubt my charges against Senator Edwards.
Edmund C. Hill, ladies and gentlemen. Charges of conspiracy are always big news, and the accusations against Senator Dean Edwards reverberated through the Capitol. The hearing adjourned, and Senator Dean Edwards, angry, bewildered, fought his way through the crowd that quickly gathered and returned to his office. Now, entering, he is greeted with the sound of an insistent telephone.
Senator Edwards' office?
Just a moment, please.
Oh, Senator, it's Mr. Brogan of INS.
Not now, Ginger. No calls. Take a message. I'll call back.
Yes, sir. Oh, Senator, Mr. Ben Kingman's in your office. And, Senator...
Well,
your friends are on your side.
Thanks, Ginger.
Dean!
Hello, Ben.
Dean, what's this all about?
Don't ask me. I don't know.
Well, Dean, I'm on a spot.
What do you think I'm on?
You can disprove those charges, can't you?
How can I when I don't even know what they're based on?
Well, they must be based on something. Schaefer didn't just make them up. He couldn't.
I don't know what he did. But I'm telling you, Ben, I've got no personal interest in Glacier's case whatsoever. And you should know that better than anyone. You represent Glacier. You came to me with their idea to lease the mineral rights to the Alaska land. I agreed to help because I thought it was a good idea. That's all.
That can't be all.
Well, it is.
But there must be more.
There isn't. Collusion, conspiracy, personal gain, none of it makes any sense. I'm telling you, it's all one big lie.
All right, then we're going to have to do something about it. It'll prejudice the whole case. Glacier will never get the land.
I intend to do something about it. I intend to find out what it's all about, and Schaefer's going to get hit with the biggest slander suit he ever heard of. Or he'll shout an apology from the steps of the Capitol building. Excuse me, Ben. Yes?
Senator, I've got a call here from a man who insists on talking to you.
Not now, Ginger.
He says you'll want to talk to him.
Well, what's his name?
Burley. Max Burley.
All right. Mr. Burley?
Hello, Senator. How are you?
Well enough. What do you want, Mr. Burley?
Why, Senator, I thought you'd be the one that wanted something. You're the one who's in trouble.
The trouble I can easily get out of.
I wouldn't be too sure about that, Senator. I happen to know exactly what Mr. Schaefer has in mind.
How would you know, Mr. Burley?
Well, Mr. Schaefer and I are partners.
I see.
Don't you think we ought to have a little talk?
Yes, I'd like to.
It's not conversation for a telephone.
Well, you know where my office is.
No, Senator, last night I came to you. Now it's your turn to come to me. I'll expect you within the hour.
Mr. Burley.
Nice of you to come so promptly, Senator. Can I get you something?
No, thank you. Well, shall we begin, Mr. Burley?
Certainly.
You can start by telling me your interest in the Glacier mining case.
That's not what we're here for. We're here to talk about your interest.
I have no interest other than the public good.
No?
No.
Excuse me a moment. Frank, will you come in now, please, with the briefcase? Senator Edwards, Mr. Frank Eaton.
How do you do, Senator?
How do you do?
Mr. Eaton is a stockbroker.
Yes, I've seen Mr. Eaton around Washington.
The briefcase, Frank? Thank you. Senator, do you know what's in this briefcase? Oh, no, how could you? $50,000 worth of stock in Glacier Mining.
Well?
Do you know who the stock is issued to?
How would I?
Yes, how would you? The stock is issued to you, Senator Edwards.
To me?
Frank?
They were secured for you by me acting as your broker, Senator. They were bought at the low of 4.5 with the thought in mind that once you were able to ram through Glacier's petition for a lease to land containing tungsten, the stocks would go up in value and you would make a considerable amount of money. I know this for a fact because we discussed it in your office 2 weeks ago.
Mr. Eaton.
Is the situation clear to you now, Mr. Senator?
Quite clear. In cold language, this is a frame.
In cold language.
Well, you won't get away with it.
I don't see how we can fail.
There's such a thing as the truth.
There's no such thing as the truth. Truth is manufactured just like anything else. And I shouldn't have to remind you that a senator is as vulnerable to setting up, shall I say, as anyone else. Tomorrow, Mr. Orville Schaefer will present photostats of these stocks at the hearing. Mr. Frank Eaton will testify he secured the stock for you at your request. He will relate the conversation he had with you in your office concerning your motive for acquiring the stock. That you have, in effect, been in collusion with the company so that you could make a killing. Will it be believed? Well, I ask you, Senator, will it?
What do you want, Mr. Burley?
Senator, I have nothing against you personally. I should very much like to be able to tell Schaefer he doesn't have to present those photostats. But instead he should apologize and say his charges were a mistake.
I should very much like that myself.
All you have to do, Senator, is change your position. All you have to do is say that on further consideration it occurs to you that because of the tungsten, there may be some defense aspects to the matter. You feel the whole thing should be referred to a Senate committee for study. You can certainly get some of your colleagues to request the same.
Why don't you want Glacier to get the land?
Oh, but I didn't say I didn't want Glacier to get the land. I said I wanted a Senate committee to study the matter for, say, a few weeks or a month.
Why?
I'm sorry, Senator, that's my business.
What if I don't do what you want?
You will.
But what if I don't?
Senator, how can you do otherwise? If you don't, tomorrow morning at the hearing, Mr. Schaefer and Mr. Eaton will put an end to your promising future in politics.
Now back to Tyrone Power, starring as Senator Dean Edwards in Freedom, USA. And the second act of our story.
This is Edmund C. Hill, ladies and gentlemen. We are witnessing an unusual Washington story. We are watching manipulation and machination as desperate men, for reasons known only to themselves, entrap a senator. The Glacier Mining Company case is the issue as Max Burley and Orville Schaefer attempt to prevent the mining company from getting a lease to mineral rights to certain public lands in Alaska. Now, 30 minutes after his meeting with Burley, Senator Edwards is in the office of a friend, an investigator for the Justice Department, Rick O'Mara.
Well, that's it, Rick. The stock is in my name. Schaefer presents photostats. Eaton testifies I'm trying to make a killing. As a U.S. senator, I look like a pretty low article.
Yeah, it's neat, all right. Nice little frame.
With me in the middle.
Burley, Schaefer, Eaton. The first two are new to me, but Frank Eaton's no stranger.
Uh-huh. I've seen him around myself.
He's a pretty handy man with a chicanery. We've been trying to nail him for some time now. You know, maybe with some help from the Securities Exchange Commission, we can get him this time.
Well, what about Burley and Schaefer?
Say, I'll start digging right now. Maybe I can turn up something.
There's not much time. Hearing's set for 10 in the morning, and you know what those fellows are like.
Excuse me, Dean. Steve, Rick. Say, I'm trying to get some information on a Max Burley and an Orville Schaefer. That's right, the attorney. Sure, I'll hold on. Dean, you think you can get a postponement?
I don't know.
Wouldn't sound good to ask. Sound like I'm trying to avoid the charges.
Well, the more time I have, the better.
I know, but I don't think I can ask for it.
Well, we'll see what we can do. Yes, Steve. I'm here. Uh-huh. Oh, I see. Anything else? Well, can you follow through? All right, I'll check back. Well, here's a little. Both of them were registered lobbyists some years ago for Argentine beef. Did some work in tin.
Anything current?
Well, last thing he heard, Schaefer took a job representing an outfit called the Grandee Investment Company. Offices in the Northwest. That was a year ago. Nothing more, but he'll keep after it. And so will I.
All right, Rick. Thanks a lot.
Not at all, Dean.
Say, wait a minute.
What's the matter?
I was just wondering. You know, we don't have the slightest idea why Burley wants to keep Glacier from getting the mineral rights. He goes to great lengths to set me up, to prejudice the case, but we haven't an inkling why.
No.
Well, maybe I've got a way to find out.
Cigarette?
No, thanks, Ben.
It's a mess, Dean. A real mess. I wish I could help.
You know Glacier, Ben. You've represented them on the case from the beginning. You know, the fact is, Burley never said he wanted to prevent Glacier from getting the grant entirely. All he said he wanted was a delay. A few weeks' delay in the decision. Now, why are a few weeks so important? Why, Ben?
Well, I don't know why a few weeks are important to Burley, but I know why they're important to Glacier.
Well?
Glacier's on the block, Dean. Up for sale. If it gets the Alaskan land, it gets financing. It stays in business.
Uh-huh. And if not?
Has to sell. Things are that tough. Fact is, Dean, there's an outfit right now has an option to buy controlling interest in Glacier coming due first of the month. Dean, I don't want that to get around.
What's the outfit?
Oh, front for some Alaskan financiers trying to set up the closest thing they can to a mining monopoly. Offices on the West Coast.
What's it called?
The Grandee Investment Company.
Well, Rick, here it is. Schaefer and Burley hold up the lease of the mineral rights to Glacier. 2 weeks from now, Grandee buys up the broken Glacier Mining Company at the low of 4.5.
If the lease comes through later, Grandee and not Glacier owns it.
Right.
And if the lease doesn't come through, it doesn't matter.
Nope.
Grandee has done what it wanted, folded up another bit of Alaskan competition.
I could testify to Schaefer's tie-in with Grandee, but what would that accomplish? Glacier has a right to sell, and Grandee has a right to buy. It won't prove conspiracy. It won't prove that these charges against me are false. How are you doing?
Well, slow, Dean. Burley and Schaefer are pretty well covered.
Uh-huh.
Since he juggled the stock, Frank Eaton's the only vulnerable one.
But can you break him?
Oh, sure. But I don't know how long it'll take.
Too long?
I'm afraid so. A lot of stock issues to check. It's a pretty big job.
Well, there's still the morning hearing and no avoiding it.
Your chances aren't exactly great.
No. Now, if I support Glacier, Schaefer and Eaton will blast me. Glacier can kiss the lease and their company goodbye. Rick.
Hmm?
An idea's been tossing around in my head. I think I'm going to give it a try.
Ah, come in, Senator. Come in.
Thank you, Mr. Burley.
Your call asking to come up surprised me a bit, Senator.
It shouldn't have, Mr. Burley.
No, perhaps not.
Mr. Burley, I've been thinking over the peculiar predicament I'm in.
Uh-huh.
And I've come to the conclusion, rather reluctantly, I admit, that, that you've got me.
As I said before, Senator, nothing personal.
Oh, I know. Just business. Well, I am naturally concerned over my position as a United States Senator. So it would seem that the best way out for me is to accept your plan, to ask for a study by a Senate committee, to delay...
And I shall certainly follow through with my part of the bargain. I shall call off Schaefer and Eaton.
Then, essentially, you and I would be on the same side.
Essentially.
Therefore, I was thinking further...
Yes, Senator?
Well, since we would be on the same side, and since I would be performing a deed of value to you... Well, perhaps a little compensation for services rendered.
What did you have in mind, Senator?
Well, there already is $50,000 worth of stock in my name. Why not simply turn it over to its rightful owner?
You, Senator?
Me, Mr. Burley.
Oh, a man learns something every day of his life.
I thought you were a different kind of man.
I'm not disappointed. Not at all. After all, I realize the Senator must get along, too.
Well, then you will give me the stock, Mr. Burley.
Why not, Senator? After all, the shares are yours already.
Edmund C. Hill, ladies and gentlemen. It is 10 o'clock the next morning. We're in the packed hearing room as the petition of the Glacier Mining Company is to be heard and perhaps concluded. The chairman calls order. The hearing begins. And a sense of expectancy surges through the crowd as Senator Edwards gets to his feet.
Mr. Chairman.
Order, please, order. Senator Edwards.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. What I am about to say may seem contradictory to my position yesterday. I ask you to bear with me. All of us know what happened here yesterday. All of us know Mr. Orville Schaefer presented certain charges against me, accused me of self-interest, of being motivated by personal gain in my desire to see Glacier awarded the mineral rights to those lands. And everyone knows that I said I had nothing to gain. As it stands now, I must confess that statement was untrue.
Mr. Chairman!
Just a moment, Mr. Schaefer. I'm not through. Rick, hand me the briefcase, will you?
Here you are.
Thanks. Can you see these? They are stock certificates. Glacier Mining stock bought at the low of 4.5. They are issued in my name. I don't have to explain that if Glacier's request for a lease to the mineral rights is granted, these stocks go up in value. Since they are mine, I would make a considerable amount of money.
Mr. Chairman!
Please let me finish, Mr. Schaefer.
I simply wish to get my bearings. I fail to understand your sudden change, Senator. I've been led to believe your behavior today would be quite different.
Had you? Well, bear with me, Mr. Schaefer, and soon all will be clear. As matters now stand, I must reluctantly admit prejudice. But I believe in Glacier's position. I believe it should have the land it seeks, since the land is not now being used, and since there are some indications it might yield valuable tungsten. In fact, I am more resolute than ever in my belief, since there are some indications the whole opposition is tinted with conspiracy.
Mr. Chairman, I object.
So how can I support Glacier's case and not prejudice it? Only one way occurs to me.
There is no way. Senator Edwards himself...
There is a way, Mr. Schaefer. I now offer to sell the stocks I hold in Glacier Mining at the purchase price of 4.5.
Mr. Chairman, I...
And I offer to sell them to you, Mr. Schaefer.
To me?
Of course, to you. And how can you refuse to buy? I am handing you certain profit.
But...
How can you continue to insist I am motivated by personal gain? How can you when the profit will not be mine, Mr. Schaefer, but yours?
Order! Order! Please, let there be order! Mr. Schaefer, have you anything to say? Very well, I consider that you have withdrawn your charges against Senator Edwards. The chair feels, therefore, there is no further objection to the Glacier Mining Company's petition for the mineral rights to the lands in question. Petition granted. The hearing stands adjourned.
Senator! Senator Edwards!
Oh, Mr. Burley.
Senator,
we do have some things to talk about, don't we, Mr. Burley?
You think you're clever, Senator. Let me tell you this. I'll never forget what you did, and if it's the last thing I do, I'll break you.
No, I don't think you will, Mr. Burley.
What?
Mr. Burley. Mr. Rick O'Mara of the Justice Department.
I don't think you're going to have time to do much the next few weeks, Mr. Burley, except try to figure out how to stay out of jail.
What do you mean?
Haven't you been told yet? The Glacier Mining stock, which the Senator refused to accept, has been turned over to the Justice Department as evidence. And the Senator here has already signed a conspiracy complaint against you and Mr. Schaefer.
Complaints have been signed against many people. There's quite a difference between a complaint and a conviction.
Yes, there is. But you see, Mr. Burley, we've got Frank Eaton on our side.
Eaton?
We put it to him this way. Face a conspiracy charge and a charge of fraudulent manipulation of stock, or make a deal. Take a lesser charge in return for turning evidence against you and Mr. Schaefer.
That's right, Mr. Burley. Nothing personal, you understand. But which choice do you think Mr. Eaton took?
Our star, Tyrone Power, will return in just a moment.
This is Tyrone Power. I like America. I like it in many ways for many reasons. I like it because it never says to me, do this or that, but always gives me choice and says, take your pick. Pick your own way to worship. Pick your own kind of work. Pick those you want to represent you in the business of government. Pick and choose for yourself, America says to me. And that's why I like America. Because it respects me as a human being.
Next week, may we invite you to again visit our national capital for another absorbing episode of Freedom, USA, starring Tyrone Power. In the interest of good government, we urge you to listen to these important stories from Washington, D.C. Freedom, USA.